In this story,
the good Lord speaks to us through music.
You'll see things you've never seen before.
In darkness, I heard it.
It's important not to panic and start running. You should immediately stop
and listen to this.
So, let's begin.
Now, I invited a guest to be with us tonight.
Satire.
And your old friend, Susie and
Johnny Mathis,
are here too.
Sit down and join us, my dear.
The first thing you're asking yourself as you look through this program is,
fuck you, cracker-ass bastard.
I think it'll just be more of a nuisance.
Thing is, she's usually right.
That's wrong, isn't it?
That's right.
Which one?
Both of them?
I'm confused.
If you're curious or confused,
I guess a day at the beach is out of the question.
We'll catch lobsters in the sea.
Too many clouds to me.
So we want to clear the air.
Still say there's too many clouds.
Oh, excuse me a moment.
I think you'll be able to hear much better if you sit up here on my lap.
There was a new sound. Softly at first. Then louder.
So I used a talent I had developed as a child.
Farting
a gay little tune.
And do it now.
She gave me permission to kind of let loose.
What was that loud explosion?
No, no, no. Juicy. No, juicy, juicy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Whoa, juicy. Whoa, juicy. Whoa. Whoa.
Roger was not ill because he was a golden ogre.
Rubbing his frozen hands together.
Don't forget to wipe, flush, and wash your hands.
He looked at his hands.
Ask him to move his arms and legs to locate the injury.
Bert looked down at his legs.
I think my legs might be broken.
If you think that you're not going to be punished,
I'm going to give you a spanking.
Oh, boy. You will be punished.
Oh, goody.
You can join in, too.
Here, I'll bend over. You spank me.
The boy reached into his pocket.
Does this look like a baseball card?
It really looks more like a Frankfurter sausage.
Check out my butt.
The legs just spread.
Then she jerkily clenched her hands together
and peeked inside.
Where she discovers
it was strangely quiet inside and strangely empty.
Fill it to the rim.
With fluffy whipped cream and nutmeg.
I can't do it.
You see, he was pretty well loaded down with
shit.
There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls.
We better get this place cleaned up on the double.
Including women. And children.
Well, of course you're included. I wanted all the angels here.
And the angels said unto them,
I noticed a bit of blood on my panties.
I've been noticing that the children have become very fond of you, so I think you'd be the right person for me to ask this favor.
Would it be permissible for me to maneuver your donuts?
I'll go and put them in some water.
Never get them wet.
Give them to your witch doctor friends.
But what about the people in the country?
They will realize who they are as men and women.
And hoes.
But what about the country?
It can only work with toys. I designed it for small objects.
And crabs, and crabs, and crabs.
And everyone had a tangerine each.
I have every possession a man could desire. What need have I of these trinkets?
Any one of them has the possibility of someday becoming a human being.
Heather, you're so fucking stupid.
Gee, that means we haven't even got a clue. We're stumped.
Can you go to the potty by yourself?
I just couldn't.
Viewers of a sensitive disposition, look away now.
A little furry hand came out of the cage and grabbed his candy bar.
There, waiting for him, was the Pink Panther.
And look, over there is an old crab.
Johnny Mathis
glared at the little crab,
who by now was notorious. But
was flying over the frozen asteroid when two voices shouted,
Kill more than 500 Americans each year.
Good idea.
You may get your chance.
I hope so.
I just hope a wasp does sting him.
But what about Spike?
She's been good for a whole year now. So the old priest blessed her, and she was able to leave and cross the stream to come and find
Johnny Mathis.
We'll follow him, and when the time is right, we'll catch him once and for all.
I've been trying to get my hands on him for years.
I kicked your ass for a couple of months now.
Touch it.
I do not want to touch his ass.
Did you see me touch that with my finger?
Maybe I'm not losing my touch after all. Let's try another phrase.
Be evil, smoke, drink.
Just like you and Jimmy do in the summer with your Uncle Smokey.
Law enforcement is a highly stressful occupation. The question is, how do police officers deal with the pressure on a day-to-day basis?
Getting out of the swamp, eating hamburgers, stuff like that.
An enormous meal, which went on for 2 days, and ended with everyone jumping into a huge bowl filled with
fiber laxatives.
What a hangover.
I think I better go home now.
That was painful, I can tell you. I thought it was the end of the world.
I was terrified.
I had no choice but to leave.